Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Saw it all over the world yesterday. People that have parasocial relationships with Taylor Swift were crying, literally crying yesterday when they found out that Taylor Swift is now engaged to Travis Kelce. Now, if you don't know what a parasocial relationship is, it's an emotional attachment you have to a celebrity. They don't know who you are.
That's why my relationship with Taylor Swift isn't parasocial, because I know deep down she knows who I am. She's my close personal friend.
Now, I did find yesterday, especially because you got me into this whole thing. I watched the podcast a couple of weeks ago also, and they are such an endearing couple. And when I found out that they were engaged yesterday, it did bring a smile to my face. They just do seem like, look, you root for people that find their person, and they certainly seem like they found each other and they are each other's person, right? So I smiled about it, but then I went online, and first of all my DMs were filled with people that couldn't get to Abby that were just like, oh, tell her congratulations. And I'm like, you know that she's never like, they've never gone to dinner or anything, right? Tell Abby congratulations. I'm so happy for Abby. So there was that, and then again, I was watching TMZ last night, and there's a girl in there, and she's literally fanning her face. Harvey is doing something with the TMZ team, and he's talking about one thing, and she's screaming in the background. Nobody even knows at this point what she's screaming about. She runs on a set, and she's almost crying. Oh, my God, they're engaged. They're engaged. I mean, she's freaking out, right? So I want to ask you guys, and I want to make fun of you. I just find it really fascinating that you have a connection to some kind of celebrity that in one way or another has been mood-changing for you. Now, it could be something as exciting as this. It could be somebody that passed away, but it literally changed your day or your mood. 1-855-BERT-SHOW.
Now, I was trying to explain it into terms that people who don't really follow Taylor Swift will understand, but really, I mean, just for the last 20 years, because I've been listening to her since I was an infant at 8 years old, and hearing this person sing about their most intimate thoughts about wanting to have somebody to share life with, about wanting to have love, and watching them go through the ups and downs and seeing her fall in love and seeing her go through a devastating heartbreak and seeing her think she found her person, but really after 6.5 years, it wasn't her person. And then she gets back with her situationship of 10 years. Like, it is sort of like watching this movie play out in the media or in her own art. And getting to see her have that happy ending just feels like a really beautiful conclusion.
But it doesn't feel like, I think when I look at celebrities, it's almost like me reading a book. It's like, it's not my life. It's fiction to me almost. So I don't get that invested in it because honestly, they feel like characters to me.
But I mean, what makes it better is the fact that it is reality. So I think a lot of us who have followed her journey and who have felt the same things that Taylor has felt about wanting to find somebody, about thinking you're never going to find somebody, and seeing that it actually happened for someone and that it's not fake and it's not just a movie. I'm not saying their life is perfect, but to see that it's actually possible and it's out there if you just have the resilience and persistence and the perseverance to hang in there, like, it'll happen for you.
Have you never cried about characters in TV shows or movies?
Have I cried over somebody?
Not animals.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
See, so I have. So even though you know it's not real, you still become invested in these characters. And I 1,000% have like sobbed because of certain endings in TV shows and movies.
Oh, yeah. There was like, there was a Game of Thrones episode that left me like, I couldn't sleep afterwards because so many dramatic things happened. Mm-hmm. In, what was it? The Red Wedding or something like that? But I didn't cry over it. The only thing that I can draw from is that when Muhammad Ali passed away,
okay,
I did get to meet him in real life, and there was a connection between my dad and I, and we didn't have a lot of connection points, but we always watched Muhammad Ali box, right? And then I got to introduce Muhammad Ali to my kids, so there was that full circle. And when he passed away, I was a little sad about it, but there were no tears.
I think my theory is a lot of these parasocial relationships are like mine's Britney Spears, right? I love Britney. I remember Kristen interviewed her at the American Music Awards, and I was literally hiding behind someone watching her, and Kristen facilitated like me meeting her, and I burst into tears after, which was so embarrassing because all these bigwigs were around, but I couldn't help it. But it's because I grew up listening to her and I attached myself to her as a child, and I emulated her, and she just was so cool. And then I think like listening to Abby talk about listening to Taylor when she's eight, and you're going through these huge things in your life, and a lot of kids and teenagers find solace and escape in music. It's comforting. Yes. And so then those artists become like an emotional support for you almost, and that's why it becomes like it's more than just a random celeb. It's not like I'm, you know, 40 and look at Halle Berry and I'm like, oh my god, but it's someone I feel like I grew up with, who was there for me through my thick and thin, even though she didn't know it, and there's a bond there, even if it is one way.
And think about how beautiful this is. I mean, for 17 years she's gone up on stage and she has sung the song Love Story, where people are getting engaged to the song, and she sings, he gets down on one knee and pulls out a ring and says, marry me, and she's looking at all these people having these happy endings to her songs and seeing that and wanting that for herself. And now she gets it. And I think to an extent, there's a part of all of us that follow her that see ourselves in Taylor too. So seeing her win kind of feels like a win for us too.
Here's Catherine. Catherine, all right, so we're talking about these relationships that you have with celebrities that don't know you exist, but you're very connected to them.
I have been obsessed with Harrison Ford since I was about 4 years old. I'm now 26. And I remember the day that his plane crash happened back in 2015. And I was a junior in high school, and I had to call out. I my mom was totally okay. She understood why I couldn't go to school, but I was just bedridden. I felt sick to my stomach. It was awful, but I love that man so much.
What was it about? Is it a character that you attached yourself to, or was it, I mean, you were 4 years old when you started falling in love with him.
Indiana Jones.
Oh man, I get it. Indiana Jones was a huge crush for me growing up.
You get bonus points here, Catherine, if you know the exact day of that plane crash.
Oh, it was in March. Okay. Oh, I don't remember the day though. I know it was in March.
And for those of you that don't know, he survived.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. He did. Yeah.
Okay. Or she wouldn't be able to call today. India, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So, I feel connected to Beyonce ever since. Really, I've been a Destiny's Child girly, and then when she went solo was really when the connection began. I've gone to just about every concert, even had the opportunity for her to stop, ask me what my name is, singing to the mic at what was the Verizon Center then, her wedding when she got married to Jay-Z on April 8th. 2008. I was trying to go to the wedding, but it was at an undisclosed location, so that's the only reason why I wasn't there. Then we got pregnant with twins at the same time, right around the same time, so our due dates were about 2 weeks within one another. So we had a pregnancy pack too. So
when she got engaged to Jay-Z, did you cry like I have been seeing women cry over this engagement?
Oh, 100%. I mean, that was, it literally was a stop the day. It was probably as big as when Michael Jackson died, you know, different occasion, but still totally earth-shattering news where, you know, we needed all the details.
Yeah. India, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. I'll take one more here. Hey, Summer, good morning. What celebrity is it that you're so connected to, the way they live, you live?
Miley Cyrus, when her and Liam Hemsworth got divorced, that took the biggest toll on me. I kid you not.
Like when you say but biggest toll, are you talking about like calling in sick to work, don't want to talk to anybody?
Yeah. I think I was in college. I can't remember how long ago it was, but I think it was like my day off in college and I did have to go to work. Oh my God, I remember it precisely. And I called him and I was like, you guys, I'm sorry, I can't come in. I'm sick. I told my mom and my boyfriend at the time, and they were like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, I have been watching Miley since Hannah Montana days. Like, I felt like I needed to call her. So when Abby, like, said, oh, like, all of us, she's been with Taylor Swift since she's 6 years old. Like, I feel that connection with Miley. It's just, I get it. I get it, Abby. I totally get it.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Queen.
It does seem like all of these have the common denominator of you being connected as a kid.
Yes.
And then as you get older, you're so invested in their life that they do feel like friends.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just somebody that I'm watching on TikTok for the last year. I mean, this is somebody that has been a part of my life. Like, I don't think I've gone a week without listening to a Taylor Swift song since I was 8 years old. So when I say like the connection runs deep, it's because she's in my ear. She's constantly, like, I'm constantly listening to her music and letting her narrate my life through her own experiences.
If something happened to Taylor and you called in sick, I would get it. I would actually get it. I'd go, yeah, she can't do her job.
It would feel like a family member passed away.
Hey, Luis, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Fantastic. Thank you, man.
Good. So so it wasn't me. It was my mom, who was a massive fan of Selena back in the 90s. And she actually had to take time off of work when the news came out that she was killed, because at the time she was pregnant with me. So she was afraid that that something could go wrong because of the stress level she was feeling because of it as a result.
Dang, that is being connected right there. I appreciate you calling.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.